Baruch Hashem, it is day number 326 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we're continuing with Hilchos Eidos, the Laws of Testimony, chapters 14, 15, and 16. Our mitzvah today, we have just one mitzvah. It is a negative prohibition, negative commandment 287, the prohibition against accepting testimony from relatives. What does that mean? Well, it could mean people who are related to the person they're testifying about, meaning the litigant slash defendant, or it could mean witnesses who are related to each other. Remember, we've mentioned this a number of times, that testimony in Jewish law has to be at least a pair of witnesses, two witnesses. So if they're related to each other, that's also no good. You've ever noticed at a Jewish wedding, the officiating rabbi will say, he'll call up the witnesses and he'll say, to the exclusion of all others. Why is he excluding all others? Because weddings tend to have a lot of relatives present, right? You invite family to weddings, so you don't want them to be witnesses. You don't want the relatives to be the witnesses, because witnesses have to be not related to each other or to the parties that they are witnessing. The verse that is the source for this prohibition is Dvarim Chav Dalet Tes Zayin, Deuteronomy 24:16, where it says, "Lo yumsu aves al banim uvanim, lo yumsu al aves. Father shall not be put to death because of sons, nor shall sons be put to death because of fathers." And the Rambam explains like this. Really, we're not talking only about capital cases. The prohibition against having relatives give testimony is in monetary cases as well as criminal cases, and it's not just capital cases. But why is the scriptural verse talking about a capital case, putting to death? Because the Rambam says like this, even in a case where it would seem to be the fact that the witness is related to the person he's giving testimony about is not a reason, his being related to him wouldn't cause him to not tell the truth. It would actually be the opposite, meaning to say, if you have a father who's giving testimony that would lead to a son's death, well, that's like the opposite of what a father would naturally do. So the fact that he's giving such testimony must mean it really is true, right? If a father's coming to defend a son, no, he's a good boy, he didn't do anything, he's a good boy, right? That you might think, well, he's just saying it because he's a father. But in this case, where a father is leading to his testimony is leading to the execution of a son, you would think, well, he must really mean it. And nevertheless, that's the point. Even in that case where they're being related to each other seemingly doesn't lead to a dishonest testimony, we say we reject it. We reject it. And the Rambam actually says that this is a gzeres hakosev, which means a decree of scripture, which has no rational basis. Literally, those are the words that the Rambam says, that it is exeris akosav she'ein lo tam klal. It has no rational basis whatsoever. In other words, you might try to think, oh, I know why relatives shouldn't testify. No, you don't know why. There's no reason. And as it's pointed out, the Rambam doesn't mention this example, but you could have Moshe and Aaron, Moses and his brother Aaron, the high priest. And they're the two most respectable, most knowledgeable, most saintly people in the world. And yet, because they're brothers, they cannot give testimony. Okay, so it's not a rational thing. It's just relatives cannot give testimony. That is our mitzvah for today. We will see you for more tomorrow, God willing.